views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
We all get overwhelmed at times. Take a break from your hectic daily life and let go of stress. Personal Intuition host Nicole Eisler is your salvation. Life doesn't have to be a struggle. Together, we are making our dreams come true and our biggest desires become a reality. Nicole will be delivering positive energy, inspiring messages, and inspiring stories from people just like you. This is the Positivity Party Radio, and it's time to get your celebration on.
Hey friends, it's that time again. It's party time. This is Nicole Eisler, your party host, and you are listening to Positivity Party Radio. Of course, we're on our favorite place to be, Transformation Talk Radio Network. Pull up a seat, get comfortable, grab a glass of wine if you want. This is an hour of power. I know we talk about positivity, but this is definitely a break from the daily grind. Nikki and I are going to get into some fun topics. Ladies, if you're listening, this show is for you. If you're a woman entrepreneur, if you have that calling, you've been on that journey, or you're thinking about it, if you're even thinking about it, if you have a story, you all have a story. I know you do. This is your time. And we are here. Of course, we party every first and third Tuesday of the month. You're always invited. And I always say, bring your friends, more the merrier. I have some of the most caring and compassionate, really dynamic people who are out in the world. They have stepped out as who they were meant to be. They're working their magic. They're making a difference for other people. And they're there to inspire us. We can learn from them. We can certainly, you know, enlighten our own life and learn how to follow that same path and journey, because you were meant to step out. You are here to shine. You're here for a very special reason. And I think after today's show, you're probably going to feel more aligned with how to bring that message forward. Now, today I have Nikki Groom here. We're going to get into the topic of doing business the human way. I love everything this woman does. I'm telling you, she has some of the most dynamic, powerful energy as a woman, and yet she's still so connected and compassionate. And she brings other women's messages forward. Mine was also included in a project we're going to talk about today, her 100 Stories project. But everything she does just has this spark to it. She has a spark to her. And that's really what I loved about her from the second I came across her information. She does business really from a standpoint of bringing your values into your business, right? And marketing with purpose. She's the chief storytelling officer at the F Factor. She's a copywriter for female entrepreneurs. She has some other fun, amazing things in the works that we get to hear about today. But what I love is that she's so passionate about helping other people share their message. She helps them really, I love the word, amplify. It just brings it, it gives it such expanded energy. It's not just telling a story. She helps them really amplify their own voice so they can make a difference in the world for others. And I would say, and everything I came across, there are three words that I could give this woman. It was fearless, strong, and determined. She represents those in the biggest way. If, like I said, if you're a female entrepreneur, tonight's the night, you're in the right spot. Sit down, pull up your seat, get comfy, clear your schedule for the next hour, because I love this. Her number one tip is be unapologetically you. That is something I tell my sensitive souls that I work with. Do not apologize for who you are. Stand proud and be who you are. With that, let's welcome Nikki to Positivity Party Radio. Hello, Nikki. Thank you so much for being here.
Well, hello, and thank you for that incredible introduction. That was just really good to hear. And it's really great to hear how other people perceive you. So thank you so much for that. And I'm so excited to be here, and I can't wait to see what the next hour or so has to bring.
I know, and it's going to be a journey for sure. It's easy to talk about you like that because, like I said, I've been You know, you're the type of person that when you send something out, I want to make sure that I read it. You just, of course, this is what you do for others as well, but I love reading your messages. I feel like you're talking to me, and the fact that you help other people do that to share their message as well, that, I mean, there's so much in this world today, you know, messages get muffled and people get lost in the shuffle and feel like they're just a number, but you know, you make a difference for other people. And so personally, I thank you for that because it's nice to feel like, you know, that I matter in your world. So that was really fun. But now being a copywriter, to me that I'm more, I love to talk with people. I love to, you know, pull their information out of them. To be a copywriter is definitely a gift. What compelled you to follow that path as a copywriter and doing what you do, because it really feels more like a calling than it is, you know, a title of what you do. It feels like who you are.
Yeah. And thank you so much for calling that out, because I definitely at times have wrestled with the title of copywriter just because I feel like what I do is more than that. And just recently I've been revisiting, you know, when I was a kid, it was kind of a no-brainer that when I grew up, oh, I'm going to be a writer. If you'd ask me, I'm going to be a writer. I'm going to write books. And it was just kind of as cut and dried as that. And then, you know, as you get older, you kind of feel pressure from different places to kind of go down the traditional career route to get a job. And so at first I wanted to be a journalist and I worked in local radio and for my college newspaper and things like that. And then also a brief stint at my local television station. And then I got this job in marketing as a marketing manager for the UK subsidiary of a global company. I was only 22 and I had no clue what I was doing. I had an English degree, no formal marketing training, and I literally had to learn everything on my feet. I used to talk about that actually. I used to tell my story and be like, oh, I was really lucky because this happened. And then I was really lucky because I got this job. And someone actually stopped me in my tracks recently and was like, Nikki, what if you're not lucky? What if you're actually a master manifester? And I was like, ooh, I like that a lot better.
Yeah, so that's a lot better. That's a lot more power to it.
Yeah. So as I'm telling you this story, I'm trying not to say, I know I was lucky because this happened. But anyway, so I ended up in this job, learned a hell of a lot, and also just had the opportunity to really own the marketing for this company and make it my own. And I was given a lot of freedom to kind of do things my way and try out different things and experiment. And of course I was still using my writing skills. But I was using, you know, my sort of, I was using a lot of sort of strategic thinking and things like that as well. I wore a lot of hats in that position. And that job eventually led to me coming over here to the States and doing a similar job for the North American subsidiary. Anyway, as time went on, I sort of had this growing sense that there was more out there for me. I was ready for a new challenge. And I kind of got it in my head that I wanted to start my own business. And I thought, you know, by the time I'm 35, I want to have my own business. I want to have my own thing. And I think at first, my sort of first thoughts were that maybe it would be some kind of marketing agency or something like that. But this writing piece kept calling to me. It kept pulling me forward. And I always, you know, it was never like, there was never like a lightning bolt moment where I was like, ah, you know, this is what I should do. It was like this really, 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 really slow unfolding. Like I kind of figured out the little pieces bit by bit, by bit, by bit. You know, I'd have a conversation, I'd go to an event, and gradually I started to form an idea of what I wanted my business to be. And finally, I took this writing course with one of my mentors, Kelly Deals. Actually, that's her maiden name. Her name is Kelly Rostand Deals now. But she took me through a course, you know, just to really hone my writing skills. I loved the way that she wrote, and I wanted to kind of really get into that some more. And I think the course was called Artful Blogging, which I just loved.
Nice.
And towards the end of the course, I was like, you know, I think I want to start my own business. And this, you know, I've got this blog and, you know, I'm trying to figure this out. And she said, well, if you like to write and you want your own business, why don't you be a copywriter? And I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, I can do that. And so I decided that I wanted to write for women. I had worked in a very male-dominated environment for, you know, nearly a decade, sure. actually over a decade. And I was like, you know what, I'm really passionate about helping other women smash the glass ceiling on their own terms, like do their own thing, not have to be, boxed in by what mm-hmm. someone else says that they can and can't do. And so that's what I did. And so that kind of brings me to my copywriting career.
Nice. Yeah. I love it. You said smash the glass ceiling and, yeah. and that you were in a male dominated. I've been there myself. It was, but you also brought forward, oh my gosh, so many key points that I wrote down. You said I was pushed into a, you know, the traditional, I took the job, then that job led me to another job. And you're, what I really heard throughout your message, you said, even though it was lucky or powerful manifester, you were, you know, I think I want to start my own business. Here you are taking this course. And the woman says, well, why don't you become a copywriter? Every point that you made, I heard, the spark inside of you saying, Ooh, yes. I heard you say yes a lot to things where probably in the moments, there were moments, I'm sure. Can you share some where you were thinking, I don't know how I'm going to do this, but something compelled you to say yes. And, you know, that's why I love to hear stories from people. Like, how did you get from there to here? Because we see you here and it's wonderful and it's amazing and you've put all of these things together. But we don't get to see how the dots connected and that, you know, there's a lot of women entrepreneurs out there right now who they're not sure, maybe just like, I didn't know where I was going. You said it was a slow, very slow. It wasn't this lightning bolt moment. You said it was slow unfolding, but you trusted the process and you continued to say yes, even not knowing where it might lead you, but it felt, was that it? Did it just feel right in the moment? And it described a little bit like what made you say yes to some of those things? Because I think women entrepreneurs, sometimes we question what feels right. We try to do what we think we should do, especially in marketing.
Oh, yes.
Program, right? They said I should do this, but it doesn't feel right at all. How did you learn to trust your intuition through this process? Because you're super intuitive. I mean, powerful manifestor says it all. What kept you open to the possibilities and the opportunities, and how did you practice that?
I love this question. Thank you so much for asking it, because I feel like definitely I gave you a very sort of condensed version of my story, but there are definitely stories within the story. And even though there was this kind of slow unfolding, yes, you're right, there definitely were these pivotal moments where, you know, it's kind of at a crossroads and I had to make a choice. And, you know, just sort of giving a little bit of background, growing up, I was an extremely, you know, my parents' friends would always say, oh, Nikki's so quiet. And they would say, oh, you should see her at home. Like, she's not quiet at all. But around people that I didn't know, I was very quiet. I was extremely shy, you know, going through high school and everything else. You know, I only ever had a very small clique of friends, and it was really difficult for me, you know, to be in a social situation with people that I didn't know and things like that. And I think that, you know, that really, a lot of that was why I really found this outlet in writing, you know, because that was where I could really express myself. You know, there wasn't this sort of like, anxiety, you know, that's right. Where I kind of felt at home. But I, having said that, so, you know, sort of shy and feeling a little awkward with people I didn't know, but I realized in my teen years that if I pushed myself to do something that my first instinct was not to do because it seemed scary, or I was worried about the unknown and I didn't mm-hmm. like the sense of uncertainty, if I pushed myself to do that anyway, even if it was something small, usually after I had done it, I felt really, really good. So I learned to look at challenges in a more positive light and to see them as potentially being a path to something really good. And so there are like a few key points through my story. And so I want to talk about one of the biggest ones, which obviously I'm not in my home country. I'm not from here. And people always ask this. All of my friends, you know, my lifelong friends and family, all of them are back in the UK, with the exception of an aunt and uncle and some cousins who live on the West Coast. And so people are like, wow, you just left everything and everyone you'd ever known and moved to a whole different country. And I was like, yeah, but there's a story behind that, because I've been working, as I had mentioned, for the UK subsidiary for about 5 years. I was ready for a new challenge. I was still living in my hometown, which is great. But again, I had that sense that I wanted more. I wanted to grow. I wanted to stretch my wings. And so I'd started to look for jobs in London. I'd actually even been offered a job in London. And I remember going to my boss, who was one of my earliest mentors, a really great guy. And I said to him, look, I just want to be honest with you. I've been offered this job. I don't know whether to take it or not. This is how much they're offering me. And he said, you know, actually, I shouldn't try and do an impression of him, but he had a very strong Mancunian accent. So it's like, you know, kid, he used to always call me kid. And he said, I don't think that you should take this job. I feel like something else is going to come along for you, something bigger and better. And he had no idea that something bigger and better was coming. But literally within 3 months, we both got an email from the marketing manager here in the States giving her 2 weeks' notice. And we both had the same thought. He was actually thinking he could kind of send me over to the States for maybe like 3 months and let me kind of get it out my system, and then maybe he'd get me back. And how it actually ended up working out was that the US subsidiary wanted me to come over, and they put me on a 3-year visa and then later sponsored my green card. Anyway, when I first saw that email, I remember distinctly seeing the email and thinking, America. And I remember my heart like skipping a beat and my stomach lurching. And I thought, that's ridiculous. That's crazy. I can't move to America. And in that moment, the rush that I felt, the physical sensation, I was like, oh, that's exactly what I should do. Because I'd kind of taught myself early on, like, when you're scared to do something, you should probably look into that. That's probably the thing that you should be doing. And I've since heard people talk about that. You know, when you feel that amount of fear, oftentimes it's a message like, hello, this is what you should be doing. Go this way. And so that was a big moment for me. And I was only going to come for a year, and then I ended up staying. But I just remember that was a real moment for me, that sort of heart lurching, like, oh, like America, that's crazy. Oh, I think I was driving home from work, actually. And I was like, oh, that's exactly what I should do. So
So everything you just, I've had goosebumps all the left side, the whole time. Everything, you'd hit a point, there they go again. You hit a point, there they go again. There's so many good things in here. You are so right. Isn't that, we get that it's that instant, yes, no, yes. Yeah. It's like this back and forth, but you are having that feeling for a reason. Your intuition is just so spot on. And, you know, our heads, we want to put all the dots. Well, how and what and when and what about this? And nope, you trusted it. You said early on you learned to push yourself, to get comfortable with the unknown. There are people right now, and if you're one of them listening to me, listen to what she just said. We have people who are like, I can't leave this job. I don't know where I would go work. You moved across the world. You did it. You trusted, because you trusted it, but you also trusted yourself. Like, you know what? It'll just, there were things that you sort of glazed over them a little bit about, well, and then they sponsored the green card and things in 3 years. But those are precious moments too, because things just came together. We don't always have the, you know, we don't get the full download of the entire plan. Those things are, you used a word earlier, they have to unfold. Things come together when you're in the right energy and you trust it. You have such a curious energy that, I mean, I know that you are, but you're just fun to be around because you're always, I just know you are. You're observant, you're noticing things, the playfulness that you have with your words as well. And even when you're telling your story, there's just this curiosity about you. And I think that's such a magical thing to really learn from, to stay curious and to say, well, okay, you know, here it is. I'm going to try it. And you said something else too. I sensed that I wanted more. Like, this was good. I was grateful, but gosh, I always, you know, I want to stretch my wings. And you know, there's some really powerful things happening right now in the world when, with women and being entrepreneurs and, the difference that we can make in the world. You know, it's amazing. And how many women are starting to come together and step out and share their message. But what are some of the shifts that from your side of things, working with so many women, helping them tell their stories, being a copywriter and being a successful entrepreneur, what are some of the shifts that you're seeing with women and business?
Well, I think that, well, the biggest shift, you know, just to talk in general about it, is that so many women now are starting their own businesses. Like, thank goodness for the internet, because now there is literally just like this massive movement of women out of the corporate realm to start their own business, or, you know, stay-at-home moms starting their own businesses. And right, it's incredibly inspiring, but we're having to, you know, there's a lot of sort of cultural programming that we're having to overcome. There's a lot of sort of inner dialogue that we're having to overcome. And I say we, because absolutely it's affected me too. And I think that that's oftentimes our biggest challenge. You know, of course there are challenges out there, like it's harder for us to get in investors, and it's harder for us to, you know, there's certain doors that don't open as easily for us. But I think that I have discovered that oftentimes the biggest obstacle is actually ourselves. And we almost self-sabotage before we really get going. And so I think that that, in terms of internal shifts, I think that that's really what I'm seeing, that there's this real sort of, there's a lot of conversations happening around how we treat ourselves and how we take care of ourselves. And I really think now that self-care and taking care of us first is absolutely the number one thing. And it sounds so crazy to say, and I really don't know if guys have these same conversations. Maybe they do, maybe they don't. But like, it's like, well, of course you take care of yourself, number one. But yeah, I think that that has been a huge, that's definitely a huge shift that I'm seeing people talking more about that. Yeah.
I agree. And I love that you said the internal shift that's going on and the inner dialogue. And, you know, women were like pitchers of water and everybody's a glass and we just love filling everybody up, but it's not, you know, not everyone can fill us, but you have to take that time and say, you know, I'm worth more. And the way that we can certainly reach more people in the world and be there and be present for our families, we can certainly, hey, we can push through a day. We're strong women, right? You can push through yourself through just about anything, but not really being present. This, if you're going to have your own business, and the reason that you were called to do this, whatever this is in your own world, you know, for you, it's writing and it's helping others get their message out and getting your own message out in the process. For me, it helps sensitive souls become their own superheroes. We have such powerful work that our heart has called us to do. But if we're empty, gosh, that's just work. That's just work. We missed the whole point and not getting to enjoy, you know, the journey. So what do you think if you know, women who are maybe in a struggling kind of place right now, maybe they're second guessing. Let's talk about that inner dialogue, making that internal shift. What advice do you have for a woman out there? Or maybe it's just getting to the next level. They're not seeing it. Maybe they hit their own glass ceiling. But what advice do you have for any woman entrepreneur out there right now that's in sort of a stuck place?
Yeah, I would say that you're in control and that you have limitless potential, even though sometimes it's hard to wrap our heads around. Whatever you want to do, I really believe that if you want it badly enough, then you can make that happen. And I know that sounds like such a simplistic thing to say, but I really do believe that. And it's so funny because so often with some of my closest friends who are also entrepreneurs, it's like I have this vision of what's possible for them. And they'll kind of start to talk about some of the things that they'd like to do, some of the things that they'd like to try or what have you. And I'm like, yes, like you can totally do that. Like you could do that tomorrow if you wanted to. And it's almost like it's kind of frustrating because I'm like, I know I can see it in them. I know that they're capable of that.
Right.
But it's so hard for them to see it themselves. But it's so easy for me to talk like this, and I suffer from the same thing. And so I think it's so important to have the right people around you because they're yes. great reminders of that, and they'll reflect back to you like, Nikki, you can do this. Like you have tons of potential. Like I can see you doing this, this, and this. And so I think it's definitely easy to forget that and to think that we can't do what we want to do, but we absolutely can.
Absolutely. And it's funny that you say that. So if anybody's listening right now, I want you to think to yourself, do I have friends like this around me? Is that what my friends are saying when I have an idea? Because it does make such a difference. And even if, you know, you're having a grand old time in your business and you're loving what you do, and it's still good to get you because you can reach more people. You can make a bigger difference. You can, because entrepreneurs, isn't that how we're wired? We're not just in business to be our own boss. That might be part of it. It might be the freedom, the independence, the prosperity. There's all these fun things, but most entrepreneurs, they love to make a difference. And whether that's providing opportunity for employees in their company or making a difference for, for their clients and their customers. And it's everything that you touched on is so perfect. And I think you're right. You're always in control. It's that inner dialogue. I always tell my clients, don't listen to yourself, talk to yourself. You tell yourself what you can do, and love to, be surrounded by people who believe in you and know who your dream team is. Like, who can I take my dream to that's going to back me up? That pretend you're hanging out with Nikki. And if you don't have anyone in your life, put us there. We'll be there with you and energetically. And Nikki, before we go to break here, can you just share, what's the best way for people to get in touch with you? What's your contact information?
Yeah. So I'm all over social media as Nikki Groom, NikkiGroom, but you can also, check out my website, which is NikkiGroom.com. As you can tell, I like to keep things nice and simple. and there's a contact form on the website. So you can shoot me a message through that if you like.
That's okay. Simple is good. Why complicate it, right? Well, we're going to go off to break. Of course, I'm Nicole Eisler, and you're listening to Positivity Party Radio. And when we come back, Nikki's going to share more fun with us. We're going to get into the 100 Stories Project. You definitely don't want to miss this and her other nuggets of inspiration and moments to help you just take it to the next level, right? Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Suzanne Evans. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spiritualdeed.com.
Are you sick of feeling overworked with no motivation? Take a break from the daily grind. Life coach Nicole Eisler is here to provide a healing journey of optimism. Passionate and caring, Nicole is no ordinary soul. Her dedication to helping everyone has no limit. Witness the power of positivity. Tune in every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific for Positivity Party Radio with Nicole Eisler on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit BigDreamAwakening.com.
It's that time of the year again. The Woman of Wisdom Fall Harvest Festival is right around the corner.
Join us on October 1st from 10:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. at North Seattle Community College Conference Center. Admission is free. Festivities include arts and crafts, energy healers, intuitive readers, delicious food, and more. Don't miss this fun-filled event. For more information, visit womanofwisdom.org. That is womanofwisdom.org, and we'll see you there.
Tune in to The Michael Shane Show the third Tuesday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and connect with the ascended beings to raise your vibration and manifest the life you desire. Get ready to receive healing through the transphysical mediumship of Reverend Michael Shane and the ascended beings. Visit MichaelShane.com. That's M-Y-C-H-A-E-L, Shane.com, and call 425-971-6632 to schedule your full healing session now.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
All right, we're back on Positivity Party Radio. I'm your host, Nicole Eisler. Oh my God, we're having so much fun. We're here with Nikki Groom, and we are talking about women in business, stepping out, telling your story. We're sharing things about our journey, and Nikki's been also touching on such powerful points, right, about that internal shift, getting that inner dialogue working for you, that you are always in control and that you have limitless potential. This is a show you're going to want to catch it on replay, I think, and really listen through some of the things that she has shared with us already. And I think duplicate, it's so important for us ladies to learn from each other, to share what we've been through, to share how we have overcome things, the lessons learned, to give each other advice in such a caring way like Nikki does, that she shares this so openly about her journey and the things she's accomplished, because, you know, together we accomplish more, right? It's when women come together and we share this energy. And I'm not leaving out the gents. I mean, gentlemen, you know, it's the same thing. There are certainly plenty of amazing businessmen out there that many that I've learned from, worked for. I wouldn't be where I am today without them. But of course, this show, we're just highlighting some of the powerful things about women in business. And Nikki has this project, but it's not that just that word just doesn't even cover it. It's 100 stories of unbelievable women. Okay, that have, I mean, if you read these stories that she has put together, I can't even imagine being through some of the things that these ladies have been through. And now they're making a difference for other people. They took what happened to them from all walks of life. And there's Nikki right out in front. She's calling them to step out and to be seen, to be heard, and she's helping them put their stories together. It's an amazing project. Nikki, what inspired you to start such an honorable project like this 100 Stories? Where did it come from?
Yeah, well, this kind of picks up from where I left off earlier when I was telling you a bit about my story and how I left the corporate world and started my own copywriting business, working and writing for women entrepreneurs and helping them find their message and helping them amplify what they really wanted to say. This is so funny. You can tell this is live radio. My computer's trying to update, so I have to tell it, remind me tomorrow, because that would just be awful if it suddenly shut down on me right in the middle of me responding to your question. But anyway, so so I've just found that very quickly, I think it was there was a combination of reasons, but in the beginning, certainly I was regularly booking out for 3 months at a time. I was working very intensively with a lot of different women from all different backgrounds, with all different kinds of businesses. Mm. And time and time and time again, I would find that, you know, we'd jump on our initial call. I'd start to kind of ask them some questions. I would ask them how they came to be where they are today. I'd ask them why they did what they did. I would start to kind of pull their stories out of them. And they would just open up and just with complete transparency, tell me everything that they'd been through. And oftentimes it was like, so actually one of the storytellers in the project, Karen Volo, ended up in jail in California. The story is obviously longer than that, but for the crimes of her ex-husband, who turned out to be a con man. She was held in jail without charges pressed against her and eventually was released. They were trying to decide whether to extradite her to Mexico. And she had two girls who, luckily she had a wonderful partner, a new guy that she was with. But she had two girls who she wasn't able to see for that entire period. Anyway, so she was one of my earliest clients, I think like back in 2012, 2013. And I was like, are you kidding me? Like I have the honor of writing for this person who has been through this incredible ordeal. And you know, and that has, you know, over the years, you know, time and time again, just hearing these stories, hearing what people have been through, it just made me realize that there needed to be some kind of platform where these women could share their stories, because I really do believe that there's power and healing in the telling, that by actually speaking out loud what happened to us, we get to control it, we get to shape it, and we get to publicly declare, this no longer has a hold over me. I'm ready to move on with my life.
I always try not to interrupt, but that was a good one. That was so powerful right there, that it does not have a hold on you. You know, I'll tell you, and I'm not saying this because I'm telling my own story, but I am in your 100 stories. And
well, yes, you are.
What you don't know is, the day that you published my story was the first day that because if you read my story, it talks about how I had to walk away from my own mother, and it was a very hard decision. The very day, within hours of you publishing that story, was the first day I had a conversation with my mother in like years. And it was such a healing process. I had it was like a lightning bolt hit me. And I thought, there, because I sent that in, we did that months ago. You know, when you were, and I didn't know, I was just reading the stories as they were unfolding, and of all these different women, and just, I was just amazed and so blown away by some of like the experience that you described of that woman. I cannot even imagine going, right? So we look at someone else's, we think, I can't imagine going through that. But that story for me, releasing that on that day, was so healing for me. And that's what you said, the story doesn't have a hold on you. And it brought closure for me, because I never talked about it. That was not something that I ever talked about in my business world. I did not talk about it in my career, my job. I didn't bring that part of my life up. So it was beyond powerful, right? And
yes,
the fact that you're telling these stories for other women is just amazing, and I can only imagine healing for them as well. How has it changed you? Because it must be, I mean, to write these is so moving and so touching, but how has it really changed you as well?
Well, I have to just tell you that you just talking about that and telling me that piece that I didn't know just gave me major goosebumps. You were talking about having goosebumps earlier in the show, and I found it incredibly moving, you know, and, you know, I've posted stories and really been feeling emotional about it because, you know, I talk a lot in my line of work about leading with empathy, and I can really feel when I am telling these stories and sharing these stories, something, even if it's a small piece of what that must have been like. And so it is incredibly emotional. I feel really protective of my storytellers. So you might have noticed I didn't ask you about your story, even though I know you shared your story. But I think that really, you know, you are the owner of your story. And so how you want to share that is your choice. And so I didn't want to kind of call you out and be like, why don't you share your story? You know, but I think we have to go to break in a minute, but I definitely want to share more about that.
I'll tell you, I wrote that probably 8 times before I sent it to you. Because I thought, oh, I don't want it to sound like that. Oh, I don't. So, and then I would read these other stories like, oh my goodness, what we have all been through, because we all have a story. And if you're out there right now and you feel like you have a story to tell, I know that you are offering something on your website. It's called The Story Effect. And it's a free story guide. But can you, give us the inside? What does that look like? Who would it be perfect for?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's called The Story Effect, How to Write an Unforgettable Story. Sometimes my lisp trips me up. I've got a tiny lisp. How to Write an Unforgettable Story that Influences, Inspires, and Converts. And really, that's just taking you through. I use examples from the project, and I talk about how you can really share your story in a meaningful way that moves people, that forges relationships, that builds bridges, you know, between you and other people, and helps you tell your story, particularly in the context of running your own business. So oftentimes I write for coaches who maybe are dealing with working with people who have been through certain things or felt certain things. And so oftentimes, you know, sharing, even if your story is kind of a little bit more out there or a little bit more unique, finding those parallels that connect you with other people and kind of tapping into that empathic place so that they can really feel who you are, feel like they know you better, and feel like they can reach out and form a bond of some description with you. So,
well, I love it because you, I know for me personally, and I can only imagine for the other women as well, you allowed us to find honor in our story. When sometimes for some of us, there's other things like, and even though we know better and we've worked through it, you know, there's a difference in sort of that shame, fear place. What will people think? It was liberating. It was just liberating. Like, yep, now it's out in the open. And that's why I do what I do. And so I definitely want you to share before we go to break here. Can you give your contact information again? Because I know that there's listeners who are going to want to get in touch with you.
Yes, love that. In fact, I'd love to, even if you just want to kind of say hi and I listened and I really kind of appreciated some of the conversation that was happening, I would love to hear from you. My email address is nikki@nikkigroom.com, or you can go to my website, use the contact form there, kind of check out a little bit about my services and things like that. And on social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, pretty much everywhere, I'm at Nikki Groom. So,
and you have such empowering information you put out. It's just, it's fantastic. All right, this is Nicole Eisler with Positivity Party Radio. I have been on a high with my friend Nikki, and we're going to take a quick break. And when I return, I'm going to share some thoughts, just some takeaway points from everything that Nikki and I talked about and the things she shared that I think are worth repeating. So stay tuned.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Welcome to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I am so thrilled that we've created this venue for all of you out there.
Dr. Pat Basile will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
What we have heard is that you want to ensure for us that we keep positive, holistic, uplifting, transformative talk radio on the air. We're excited to bring you the contemporary conversations about Lyme disease.
We promise not to let the light fade on Lyme.
So fasten your seatbelts. We've got lots more to share with you in the weeks to come.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio with Dr. Pat and help keep our mission strong on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
Are you sick of feeling overworked with no motivation? Take a break from the daily grind. Life coach Nicole Eisler is here to provide a healing journey of optimism. Passionate and caring, Nicole is no ordinary soul. Her dedication to helping everyone has no limit. Witness the power of positivity. Tune in every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific for Positivity Party Radio with Nicole Eisler on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit BigDreamAwakening.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Oh, welcome back. Oh my goodness. What an hour it is flying by. We're almost, we're not done yet though. We're not done yet. Hang in there. You're listening to Positivity Party Radio with Nicole Eisler. And for more of my information, you can go to www.bigdreamawakening.com. You'll find all kinds of goodies there, which I'll talk a little bit more at the end of the show. And I heard that we had a caller for our show tonight.
Yes, we do. It's Dr. Pat Basile. Dr. Pat, you're ready and on air.
Hey, I just wanted to call in and tell everybody, you both are crazy good. I am so loving this show. I have to tell you, I've been sitting here taking notes, and I am just so excited. And thank you for inviting me to the party.
Oh, yay. Thank you so much. Exactly. She just kept spilling all these beautiful like tips and these aha moments, and my pages are full. I mean, I took notes as well.
So it's so funny because it's so funny though, because you know how I was talking about earlier, how, you know, our inner critic kind of, you know, before this call, I was like, I don't know if I even have anything particularly interesting to talk about. Isn't that funny that like I do, but for some reason there's a little voice that's like, oh, why are you even bothering? And so it's like this constant battle to not listen to that and to push forward anyway. So I'm so glad that you're enjoying what we're talking about.
Oh, yeah, there's no question about it. And, you know, it's really interesting. Yeah, you don't want to hit that update button on your computer in the middle of a show.
No,
it was
automatic,
no.
And I was like, "Oh no!"
Oh, trust me, I've done that. And if you have my computer, when it restarts itself, it's a good 20 minutes. I don't want to take any more of your time. I just want to tell you how much I just absolutely love this show. And, Nicole, love what you're doing. So, you know, ladies, enjoy the rest of your show. And thank you for letting me have a moment with you.
Thank you. Oh, yay. Love that. That was a great moment. I will say, though, we as women can hit our update button anytime, any place to get that internal dialogue shifted. Isn't that right?
That's a great tip. Yes.
I need an update right now. Excuse me a minute. I'm updating.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. I really love that. Yes. It's so true. We do need to update.
On that note, I'm gonna ask you, actually, since we're partying here, like I said, you have awesome, amazing energy. You're bubbly, you're curious, you're fun. What's one of your top, whatever you want to call it, success principles or your go-to habits? Like, how do you stay focused and upbeat? And you're a great manifester. I mean, you have amazing energy. So how do you stay there? What do you do to stay positive?
Okay, well, first of all, I want to lead with being completely honest, because I'm not always, right? It's such a joy to be talking to you, and you're such a fantastic host, but I'm not always this way. I definitely have dark periods of time. You know, even earlier this summer, I was going through a really, really stressful period and questioning everything and really struggling to see the positive. And it was a difficult time for me. I will say that I'm learning to be kinder to myself. I'm learning to structure my days in a way that allows me to really be in my element and to really feel at ease, in flow, because that's essential if I'm going to, bring my best self to the table and do my best work. Write my best stuff, help my clients in the best way that I know how. And so one thing in particular that I've been practicing, it used to be very sporadic, but it's something that I think I'm like 18 days. Yeah, I think that sounds right. 18 days going strong, meditating every morning. First thing
yes.
I do. It has made it's like I keep describing it as being a game changer, I could not have believed how much it would change my life just by clearing my head every morning and really helping me. You know, what I said earlier, even about the whole thing with limitless potential, that was something that suddenly occurred to me during a meditation session. Like, oh, I have limitless potential. I can, like, the world is mine. I was like, whoa, that's a crazy epiphany. So that has been really important for me. And then just sort of building that into my day, building that structure around it. So my ideal day, and I do not do this every day, but my ideal day starts with me waking up and meditating, taking the dog for a walk. And I'm really lucky. I live in Bristol, Rhode Island, and it's, I'm right on the ocean, like a block away from the ocean. It's very peaceful and serene. And so we go for a lovely walk. And that, again, sort of really allows me to clear my head and get focused on the day ahead. And, after that, come back, have something to eat, and write 1,000 words. And it can literally just be anything off the top of my head. It can be anything and nothing. It doesn't matter.
There's a little tip for writers.
Yeah. Yes. And again, I haven't been that, even though I am a writer, and I feel if I don't write, I feel somehow unexpressed or unfulfilled. My goal is to do that every day. And so those are sort of the pieces that start my day. If I start my day doing all of that, I'm going to have a really damn good day. So
that's right. Those are, huge takeaways. I relate to what you just said. If I'm not writing, I just don't. If I'm not doing readings, if I'm not working with someone and they're moving their energy, and it's like we're not playing our own, we're not playing and sharing our music, right? We're not doing that. And so all of the points that you touched on, though, were so powerful. And again, if you really resonate with what Nikki's saying, we were talking during the break about everyone has a story. Every one of you listening, you have a story. It doesn't matter what you know, it's not big or small, or there's not a comparison of one better than another. It's we're all here. We're having this experience, and you deserve to have the most epic experience possible, to live the most awesome life. And in order to do that, you really, you need healing, right? And there's points, and know this, this is the takeaways that I've come to with my own life, is that everything that happened in my life happened for me because that's the meaning that I gave it. Anything that's happened in your life, if it doesn't feel like something you want to share, like, oh, it's too ugly, it's not important enough, it wasn't this, it's too much of that, I trust me on this, that it is so important and it's so valuable and you are so worth it. And your story matters. So I want to thank my guest today, Nikki Groom, for sharing such amazing information. Please replay the show. I know that you will want to. And I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to Positivity Party Radio. As always, I have had a fantastic, that doesn't even express it. I've had goosebumps the entire show. Please join me every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific time. And we are just coming back for more parties, more amazing information, more amazing guests like Nikki Groom. Nikki, thank you so much for partying with us. And with that, I believe we are out. We'll see you soon. Thank you very much.
You are just listening to the Positivity Party Radio with Nicole Eisler. But the party doesn't stop here. Get more information on Nicole and her inspiring journey by going to bigdreamawakening.com. There, you will find more information about Nicole and her personal coaching sessions. And don't forget to tune in every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio to listen.